This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, OPEC countries will hold informal meetings ahead of the real sit-down tomorrow in Vienna. They might continue to curb oil production or cut output even further in an effort to drain down the glut and boost the price. The long stretch of relatively low oil prices is changing the way some producers and oil companies see the future, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Royal Dutch Shell says the world could be using less oil than it's using today, in less than 10 years. But Exxon, they don't see that happening at all.
How is it that two big oil companies, both of them super smart, Shell and Exxon, have such diametrically different forecasts of the future?
That's Steve Levine. He's author of the book The Oil and the Glory. He says a lot depends on predictions in auto technology, namely,
the electric car has to take off.
That's more likely to happen if gas gets expensive again. Matt Rogers tracks sustainability at consulting firm McKinsey & Company.
A lot of the innovations that have come into the market came into the market because oil got above $100 a barrel.
Oil prices will rise from their current slump, but who knows how much or how soon? One outlook that splits the difference between Shell and Exxon: the International Energy Agency says we won't hit peak oil demand until after 2040. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.